The Flathead National Forest announced 13 proposed prescribed burns this year. The agency wants to begin burning 5 units near Whitefish Mountain Ski Resort. Portions of the over 900-acre Belton prescribed fire near West Glacier is also planned for this season. But the window to accomplish these large burns is closing, and this weekend's snowstorm certainly isn't helping. Both of those burns are multi-year projects, but one proposed burn that officials say can't wait is the 1,100-acre Lindy Ridge Fire north of Sealy Lake. At a recent press event, Swan Lake District Fire Manager Brent Olson said the burn aims to protect structures near the Mission Mountain Wilderness.
Historically, fire has started in the Mission Mountains, and under those more extreme conditions, those years when fuels are exceptionally dry, will get itself established in the wilderness area and follow the prevailing wind going from west to east, bringing a high-intensity fire down into the valley bottom where values at risk are located.
But if fuels in the area don't dry up in the next couple of weeks, Olson says the forest may not be able to move forward with the project this year at all. And with recent rains, he says $70,000 worth of federal funding for the burn is being diverted to other projects. Those dollars will expire Monday if they're not used.
So this is a project that's in the Collaborative Forest Landscape Restoration Project area, and this is the last year of 10 years of funding that we've gotten for this project.
If wet weather continues, Flathead National Forest fire managers may not be able to accomplish any larger burns, but smaller pile and slash burning projects will likely be able to move forward. Aaron Bolton, Montana Public Radio News.